We're learning Masechet Brachos Daf Samach Beis, and we are beginning on top of the Amud. Tanya learned in a Braisa, Om Rabbi Kiva. Pam achas nechnasti acha Rabbi Shua lebeis Akisei. Rabbi Kiva went after Rabbi Shua to the bathroom. He wanted to learn the halachas of the bathroom. He wanted to learn from his Rabbi, Rabbi Shua. Lamarati menu gimel dvarim. I learned from him three things. Lamarati shei nifnim mizrach lamayrev. First of all, I learned to not nifnim mizrach lamayrev. That he learned this halacha and to go mizrach lamayrev. Might have been Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva was in Eretz Yisrael, so it could have been Eretz Yisrael. He asked me nifnim mizrach lamayrev, at least in Yehuda. El tzafim v'darim. And we also learned, even chutzlars in Babel, you have the same halacha. If you serve on the Yom Fir of Akiva, actually, Akiva says even chutzlars. So either could be in chutzlars or klav, it's chutzlars or tzrol, but either way, you learned ain nifnim mizrach lamayrev, el tzafim v'darim. Another halacha we learned, umatish ain ifram umadam v'yoshev. Then when you go to the bathroom, you should sit down and not stand up. You should dafka sit down. It's more tznius. L'marati she'ein mekanchin miyamin ela b'smol. They only wipe with your left hand, not your right hand. And the Gemara later on will give a big discussion on why dafka your left hand, not your right hand. Omale ben Azai. So when Azai told Rabbi Kiva, when Rabbi Kiva was saying over this halacha, ad kana asta panech barabecha. That much Aziz upon him to go in with your Rebbe to the bathroom? On Malay, what should I do? Tairihi velumay the nitzarach. It's Tairah, I want to learn. That's the Rabbi Kiva answer. Tanya, not a Brisa. Ben Azi Oma, Pam Achas Nechnasti Achar Rabbi Kiva, the basic he say. Now it's his next generation. Ben Azi is Talmud Rabbi Kiva, and he went after Rabbi Kiva to the basic he say. Lamarti menu gimel dvar. We learned from him three things. Lamarti shein nifnim mizrach lamayrev. You don't go to the bathroom facing mizrach lamayrev to uncover yourself towards Yerushalayim. Elo tzofim v'darim. Lamarti also shein nifram omudav yushav. That you should only uncover yourself after you're sitting down. It's more tznius. Lamarti shein mekanche v'min el v'smol. You should only wipe with your left hand, not with your right hand. Omud loy Rabbi Huda ad kana hasta panecha v'rabcha. So Huda told Ben Azai his Rebbe, if you such Azai's pani went with Rabbi Kiva to the bathroom. It's tired, I want to learn it. Right, so the kashav shall ask, what do you mean? Ben Azai learned from, he heard it from Rabbi Kiva already. Haraya, he told Rabbi Kiva, is that a chutzpah for you to go into Rabbi Yeshua? So what do you have to go learn again? He learned it already. And for the mashav, that ain't doima shmiya l'riya, basically. It means that the halacha l'maisa, you learn from Maisa Rav. And he wanted to see halacha l'maisa, he heard that, but he didn't know how Rabbi Kiva fears, so that's what Maisa Rav. So what the Gemara Vaita. Rav Kahana, all Gona, he knew that Rav, knew that Rav had Leil Tefillah that night. There was a Leil Oina that night. So Rav Kahana, all Gona Tuse Purei the Rav. He went under Rav's bed, and the Malbim said, "As we mamish on this bed, it means on the floor under him." It meant that there was two floors in the house. He was on the floor under Rav. Gona Tuse Purei the Rav. Shamei the Sach. He heard that he talked with his wife. Vesachak. And he laughed with his wife, also trochav, and he did his trochav. He was mishamish. Amalei, domi, so Rav Kana told Rav, domi pumei de abba k'deloi sharev tavshilo. It seems like, you know, that you spent so much time, it's such a big taiva, you never had anything to eat before, like, it looks like you're doing so much taiva. Amalei, kahana hocha, your kahana is here, at, poi, get out of here, lav oirech ara. It's not oirech ara to be here. I have to learn. And Taka, from this Gemara, that we do learn halachas from this Gemara. About mitzvahs, you learn from this Gemara. How to be mefayis, someone's wife, or ritzu tashmish, you learn from this Gemara. This Taka, the Makara, for those halachas.
What was the second floor?
What's prepped? Now, the halacha is that you don't wipe with the right hand, only the left hand. Only the left hand. Amarava. Meplei, what's the pshat? So there were a few different pshatim. It could be altogether five even. Let's see. Amarav pshat Torah nitna biyamin. Shneamar biyaminoi eish dos lamis. Since the Torah was given with the right hand, therefore it doesn't pass to wipe with your right hand. That's one pshat. I'll show you the Torah with the right hand. Rav Rachanam pshi krayv alapah because you eat with your right hand, and if your hand's dirty, it's not going to be healthy to eat with your right hand. And to wipe with the right hand, it's not sanitary. Rav Shimon Lach Hashem, Rav Shikosh Betfilin. Use the right hand to tie the tefillin. With a mitzvah tefillin, therefore you shouldn't wipe with your right hand. Because if someone doesn't know the laning, so this is what Rashi brings down, that they marah tie mitayra.
you know, the pashto and the different hand motions, they can show the person who's laying the trap. Use your right hand for that also. So we just said here four reasons. Hashem's minayis is lama, or karav lepeh, koish batfilin, and my retirement taira. And Gemara in the Tanoi, I'll bring another one more pshat, Tanoi. Rav Lezer Pnesha oichel ba, because you eat with it. Rav Shuvan Pnesha koishba, because you write with it. You write chedusha taira with it, right hand. Kivam Pnesha marabem taimei taira, because you show taimei taira. Now, a bunch of reasons here. Now, first of all, for one example, if you're a lefty, which hand do you wipe with? So if you learn Mimina Ishdais Lama, then even a lefty would have to do it with the left hand. But the other four reasons, then not. And then Mishru Paskin, the lefty does with the opposite hand, Taka, as Mishru Paskin's, that the lefty will wipe with the right hand. Because he ties the tefillin, he writes Chedusha Torah, he goes Lepeh, that's why. Another nafkamina, all these reasons are a lady. A lady doesn't have tefillin, a lady doesn't do Taimei Torah, and you know, a lady doesn't write Chedusha Torah either. So that's another nafkamina, all these reasons are a lady, and that is not the first Mishru about a lady anywhere. But anyway, incidentally, the Ma'aseh B'Shavua passes, and that's you should be knowing, guys. This is halacha.
Change the diaper
also. What? No, stop on that. Change the diaper. No, because I'll tell you in a second that this is really the halacha. Says in Shulchan Aruch Pasuk. This Lamaisa, if someone has a hard time with this, there is a Shulchan Harav who says that those days they didn't use tissues. That's why it's a problem. These days they use tissues. It's not Shulchan Harav says already. It's not a problem. And the Poiskis, my name, who say that if someone is not going to get clean, it's better to use the right hand with a tissue, and because halacha might not pass, and some they're not being clean. So avada, it's better if you could do it. It's much better. It's halacha and gemara. I mean, the gemara, but there's a heter of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. So the gemara right, and I in the Piskei Tshuvos in Siman Gimel. If you want to see more farsh on this, so the gemara right, Amarav Tanchum Barchaniloi, Kol Atzenua Beisakisei Nitzam Shloisha Dvarim. Anyone who's with tenua in the basic kisei, then he gets saved from three different things: min hachoshim, min hakravim, min hamazikim. From the hachoshim, hakravim, hamazikim, these things, because if he's quiet and sneers, they won't realize him and they won't come to be jealous of him and they won't do anything to him. That's the these mazikim won't hurt him. V'yashayim afchal moisav mishavim lav. His dreams will also be good. The same thing, because mazikim like people who make noise in the bathroom. Therefore, they're gonna stay away from you even in dreams. So the Gemara writes, who based a kisei have a Tveria? There was a basic kisei in Tveria, and the haki have a ilu beitrei. I feel be a mama misaski. Even when two people went in to get mazik, remember we learned before in the beginning of the Masechta that when you have two people, sometimes it helps for hazekim. Depends if it's shkia hazeka. But the sort of thing that here, even two people went in, the mazikim hurt him in the bathroom. That's how bad this bathroom was. Still, Rav Amir Rasi have Eili Beichad Chad Chudei. They each went in themselves. Lo miski, nothing happened to them. Only a bottle of Mr. Fisu, not skid. Amalu Anan, Kabbalah Gaminon. We have a Kabbalah. Kabbalah is a kisei, it's new service to Kusa. That we have a Kabbalah is a kisei, you want to stay safe, be quiet, and be tzniyas. Kabbalah the Yisurei, to Kusa. Another thing also, Amabai Rachmei. Another thing, by Yisurim, someone gets Yisurim Loyaleinu on them, they should be quiet, don't complain to Hashem, just ask Hashem for Rachmei. So tomorrow vayta Abaye Amarabele Ima Abaye God didn't have a mother. He was a yosam, but he had a like someone took care of him, and we call him Ima. So Abba Marabele Ima Imra, his what's the word for a mother? Like someone took care of him, whatever I call it. What stepmother? I don't know what stepmother. Someone's married to his father. It was time he had someone take care of Imenas, like a nurse. What? Like a nursemaid, like took care of him, and she prepared for him a sheep, a shepsula, to bring with him to the bathroom to ward away the mazikim. Imra l'meil v'hadi l'beis kisei. So Gemara asked, "Why really got you? Why don't you prepare a goat?" So the Gemara, "Sear b'sar michlif." The shadim are like seirim; they're compared to seirim, like the pasuk says. Therefore, if they see a sawyer, they'll think it's one of them. They're not going to be scared away. Rava Mekamed have a Reisha, before he was Rosh Hashiva, so he didn't need so much protection from the Mazikin. Then Mekarka Shalei Basra Chista, Amguzav Lekana. Basra Chista, which was his wife, used to take a little can, tin can, with a little nut inside it, and shake it up and down to scare away the Mazikin, like outside the bathroom. Basra the Malach, after he was king, he needed major protection, so of the Kapsa, she made a window to the outhouse, to outside, and while he was in the bathroom, she used to stick her hand outside the window on his head, put his hand on his head. Now, when did he become Rosh Shiva? After Abaye was Nifter. After Abaye was Nifter, L'chaira, his wife was dead already. We have from Bar Hedya before, the story of Bar Hedya before, that his wife died. There was still Abaye was alive. He said his wife's going to die. He said, how could Basar Chista be alive when he was Rosh Shiva? Hear the kasha? Tosfos asked the kasha. Tosfos and Arti asked the kasha. Right here up on page, Tosfos asked the kasha. And he says, what's going on over here? See, with the whole thing of Hedya. And he ends off. He's Makamakal, and if throughout Akabai, it must be, even though he predicted her demise, but that she's going to die, well, the Maisa didn't happen until later. Tosfos makes the Cheshbainis here. This is the quick Cheshbain that we just gave, but Lachari means he died afterwards. Very important Tosfos. Don't think more about it. Amma Ula. Now comes the Allah is weird to go to the bathroom. Amma Lucha. Amma Ula. If you're going to go to the bathroom behind the fence, nifne miyad, you could go to the bathroom right there, because no one can see you, you're behind the fence. And even though they can hear, it's fine. But with bika, if you're going to bika in the open, then kozman shemisate shven chaver shmei. You have to be far enough that your friend can't hear you. Isi bar nosin says there's a bit more to sneeze than that. Masni hachi. Achayre hageder kozman shemisate shven chaver shmei. Behind the fence, but and your friend can't hear you. Uba bika calls manche chaverayu, and the bika you like go to the bathroom as long as you can't see you. That's the halacha. So isi is more machmir. Meisvei mar the kasha yoytzim pesach beis abav nifn lachari gerda v'entayrim. So it's a kasha on isi. Lachari there you can hear right lachari gerda. You go right there to the bathroom. Here's the one they worked in the olive press, and they wanted to make sure no amaratzim came into the olive press to make it tame. So they had to go to the bathroom right there. So you see Lada go to the bathroom right next to the Gedda, right there. And the more of Taharas Akilu, because of Taharas, they're Mekel, because he has to be near there. Toshima, another similar raya. Kama Yirchku v'yitahirim, how much can you go, how far can you go, and still the olives will be Tahar from the Amaratzim. Kedei Shei Re'eu, as long as he can see the base of Ad, it means they can see him also. So you see they can see him. Shani, Oichli Taharas Akilu v'Rabbanon, Oichli Taharas v'Mekel v'Rabbanon. Ravashi Yama. And then turn to the second kasha. Kozman she'en chaver roya, the come isi ve'nosan, kozman she'en chaver roya is piruay. Of course you can see the person you can see what's going on there. You just can't see him uncovered. It's uncoveredness. Avalidei chazah, you can see him. So ad kan this halacha, who do we paskin like? So the Rosh says, even though all these kasha on isi ve'hudu, we paskin like ulo. And therefore, achayri aged and ifne meyad, and in the bika, that's why a lot of times in the bathroom you can hear someone next door. That's not an isser, because that would, if you pass the Isma Yehuda, a lot of our bathrooms wouldn't be negay, because it says you have to go to a place you can't hear each other. Here we pass like ula. They state in Rosh, we pass like ula. Doctor Gemara Vayta, Ahu Saptano. There was a Saptan, someone giving a hesped. The Nochis Kamei Rav Nachman. He was dead in front of Nachman. This is by the Levaya. This is Oma. He's saying the Levaya, this person was a big tsunua on his ways. So Mil Levaya Omer Nachman, at Alz Bahadir Basic. He said, you went with him to the bathroom? How do you know he was quiet? How do you know he was a tsunua? Viadati tsunua Eloy, the Tanya, ain't current tsunua. Let me tsunua Basic. Someone's not, they give a guy named tsunua, he has to be tsunua in the Basic. And how would you know? You weren't there. But Rav Nachman, my Nafka, let me know. Where does he care? They're saying a hesped, leave him alone. So I don't know. So Tanya, Kashem Shefram and I meet him. If someone, a dead person gets a hesped, it doesn't pass for him, he gets punished for that, because it's a kitrug. Kachna from and spadam and oin machareim. Not only did he get punished, the sabdonim and the oin machareim do get punished as well, because you cannot make up things by hesped, it's a big kitrug. The Maaser Rosh and Moed Katan, when he talks about these things, says, brings down his halacha, but he says, from other Gemaras, that you're allowed to say something and exaggerate a little bit. You're allowed to exaggerate on something a little bit. But you can't say something he doesn't have at all, that you can't say. But you are allowed to exaggerate a little bit, and that's talking a minute of Saptanim. Some of them say even things that don't apply, but that's a problem. That's a problem. Not doing anyone any favors. By I think the Rosh even says a lot that the mace himself hears what's going on. The mace himself hears what's going on. Okay. Zokhtim Maravaita. Tonabon, Ezot Tsunua. What's called a Tsunua? Zanifne Belaila, Bemokim Shifne Beyayim. It's someone who goes to the bathroom at night. The same way he goes to the bathroom by day. So by day he's very sneer, he doesn't want people to see him. So at night he does the same thing. So Gemara, Eini, Va'am Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, La'olam yinag odam es'atz ma'ishachis va'arvis, lishlo yeh yisrachik. What are you telling the same place? If I care, we say, dafka to the bathroom very early and very late, therefore you don't have to go so far. You can stay closer. So you see, you don't have to go in the same place. You don't have to go in that far out, you know, corner. V'su, Rav Abi Mama have a ozel ad mil. By day, he used to walk a mil to find a place to be mefana. Over Laila, Omele Shami, Pruli Duchta Rechai, Devasa, find me a place in the street. V'chein Omele Rabzeru Lashami, Chauzi Mandika, Charebes Bayes, Bayes Chavre, see who's anyone behind the Rishvandish? David Lumifne. I want to go to the bathroom there. So you see, they went close by by night when no one could see. So tomorrow, you're right. Lo yitayim ha-makayim el-eim ha-kederach shnif l-biyim. The same way, just like by yoyim, you're supposed to cover yourself and only open up the tefach t'v'chayim, same thing by night. And the same thing will be about us, like for a bathroom. In a bathroom, still you have, even though no one can see, still has to be tzniyas like you, someone can see. Rav Ashi Yama, filo yitayim ha-makayim, even makayim l-nitzuch al-karen zavah. Someone had the karen zavah. Someone had in a place that's close, but in the corner, so even by night, you should go to that corner, as long as it's close. A person should try to go to the bathroom in the morning, early morning and late evening. You don't have to go far. This is again, in those days, they went to outhouses, went far away. So therefore, it's much better to go in the morning and night. You save yourself some time. Wake up early and go to the bathroom. Stay up late and go to the bathroom. You shouldn't have to go far. Another halacha. Meshamish v'sheiv v'al teshev v'temashmesh. Meshamish means tupshat v'rashi. One pshat is, you used to use a rock to open up the holes to go to the bathroom. And I wouldn't have those that's metzias these days so much. Another pshat is that you should clean the place before you sit down. So you should either open up the nekavim or clean the place before you sit down. Don't sit down, then clean. And don't open up the holes. The nekavim. Shekal yoyishim meshamish v'al yoyishim k'shav mespam yabam alav. If someone is Yeshiv, then Mashmesh, then he opens the Nekavim, even to Kshav Mespam, you'll hurt him. The interview Yosef, if he gets and sits down, Mashamesh, then might account what should he do? He has to say some kind of line to get rid of the Mazikim. He says, Kikoyi, he stands up and says like this, Lem Hachi, Loi Li, Loi Li, Loi Tachim, Loi Tachtim, these are names of Shadim. Loi Hani, Loi Mahani, I don't want them, not Miksasim, not Kulam. Loi Charshi, the Charosh, Loi Charshi, the Charoshta. Not the Nekeva Machashif, and not the Zachim Machashif. I don't want anything. That's what you have to say, and then you'll be saved.